This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. It's about this time of year that high school seniors start applying for college. They're filling out applications. They're writing personal essays, collecting those letters of recommendation, and also breaking out the camera phones.
I can apply my hand-eye coordination and make it into something really complex and beautiful, like a piece of music. Or apply it to solving something that can, in the end, be really simple.
Okay, well, you maybe recognize the sound of the piano on one end. That's high school senior Connor Buckley in a video essay that he made. But you may not recognize on the other side, he was actually solving a Rubik's Cube. That's part of a YouTube video essay he made as part of his application to Tufts University. And this was all a brainchild of my next guest, Lee Coffin, the Dean of Undergraduate Admissions at Tufts University in Boston. Dean, you said that the YouTube video, I guess, idea is causing quite a bit of talk on the campus.
Good morning. It's caused quite a stir, and it's been exciting to watch it play out.
Well, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, the idea hatched almost serendipitously last spring. We were talking about this year's essay questions, and the thought occurred to us that this is a group that was born in 1992. They've lived out their entire life in the internet era, with access to social media and the transparency that comes with it. And we thought, maybe there's a new opportunity here to create a different storytelling moment for the applicants. And so we thought, let's give them an option to do a one-minute video posted on YouTube as a way of showing us a new part of themselves that wouldn't necessarily come through in a traditional written form.
Is there an income barrier? Is there a certain level of financial stability that a student has to have in order to have access to video equipment?
No, you know, what's been really gratifying to note is about 60% of our video essay submitters have also applied for financial aid. And I think that speaks to the democratization of technology. And so most kids these days have access to a laptop or a camera or a cell phone that has the video capability. And we're not asking students to do Oscar-winning short films. We're saying, sit before a camera and tell us about yourself in your own words in a way that gives us a new perspective on who you are. And some of them have been really simple and crude and compelling, and others have been very high-tech and impressive that a high school senior is able to pull that off.
Well, you know, since they're YouTube essays, these are things that everybody has access to and can watch. So do people start lobbying you on who they think should get in?
There has, yes, some lobbyists have sprouted up, mostly among our undergraduates, have stumbled upon the YouTube videos and are posting comments to the admission committee urging us to admit someone. One girl said, you know, if you don't take her, I won't accept my diploma at graduation. And, you know, it's charming. We're not paying any attention to that because the video essay is really one piece of our broader evaluation of a candidate. But it's fun to see the way the videos have both caught the imagination of the applicants but also our current students. And I think it speaks to the way this generation of college students uses video and related social media as another way of expressing themselves.
Okay, he's the Dean of Undergraduate Admissions at Tufts University in Boston. Thanks so much, Lee Coffin.